What was your customer service win? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. So some state leaders are trying to petition that we shouldn't have to pay for electricity for the entire month of August, given everything that's happened because of the storm.
I get that people are displeased. I also don't understand how come if you've won an election, suddenly you can tell every company on the planet what it is that they need to be doing. What else can we get for free? But I do like a good score.
Right. And this is what I don't understand is, like, I know that some electric companies are reimbursing for food in the fridge. Others are totally not. They're saying it's like an act of God and that they're not responsible. But wouldn't it just be nice if we just had a customer service win? They were like, yeah, you know what? We messed up. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you the whole month off so you're not so mad at us. Wouldn't that just be a good customer service win?
I mean, the truth is most of the time you have to fight for it. I just got the notice that from my cable company that they're about to process my monthly payment, of course.
Oh.
It's on a credit card. It goes automatic. Normally, I don't pay attention, but I didn't have internet for the last week or whatever. I'd call them today, but I know I'll be on the phone for 5 hours waiting for somebody to pick up because it still doesn't work for everybody else.
No one's
going to
answer. So we still we don't have cable, but like I actually read online that you have to complain for them not to charge you for the week that you didn't have cable and like internet access and all that, which to me sounds insane. But I am never lucky. Some people get free stuff all the time for complaining. I never get anything free.
I have not paid my phone bill, my cell phone bill, the last 4 months.
How?
Now, the first 6 to 7 months, they got the bill wrong every time. And there was double withdrawals and they were bigger and they didn't honor the deals that they did. The problem was not that they didn't give me back the credit. It's like every time Alicia, my wife, she had to spend like 7 hours a month on the phone with them just to get them to give us our actual bill. So now I'm not sure if we won or straightened it out or they just gave up.
Right.
But I haven't paid in 4 months.
That seems like a customer service win to me.
Yeah, it felt pretty good at the time. I mean, every month it's a surprise. I don't know if that's the month I'm going to have to pay, but I didn't pay this month.
I wouldn't call it a customer service win because I had to sue them to win. but
you showed them who was boss. I
showed
them.
Who was boss. Yeah. So what happened was a big box store had installed windows on my condo, and I'll never forget it that they had scheduled for what day they were supposed to come.
Right.
And they called me and I was here at work and they were like, we're at your house. I go, you're not scheduled to come here for 3 days.
Right. They changed the date on you before.
They showed up. They just showed up at my house.
And then they showed up on not either the original date or the rescheduled date.
No, they came on a random date and they started screaming at me. And we had a big interview with Adam Lambert that day. Remember?
It was a busy day.
And I said, like, I can't get home right now for it. And they told me they could not start the process until I got home. Long story short, I said, give me an hour. I have to do this interview and then I'll be home. When I got home, they had removed the back door and destroyed my
house.
They broke into my house. Everything was shattered everywhere because I hadn't prepared the walls or anything like that.
And you had a ring go missing.
Yeah, and they stole my ring.
That's
they stole
right.
my wedding ring.
I'll never forget.
And they would not give me a penny back. So finally, after 6 months of fighting with these people, I had to hire a lawyer. And, you know, you would think I got all this money back.
No.
All I had to do was cover the attorney costs and what the job cost. That was all I got.
It
was terrible.
Crazy. Right.
But some people get lucky and they just get the customer service win. They complain and they get something. What did you get that you deserved? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. 70,000 people across the tri-state still without electricity this morning. I don't have internet or cable still. I don't know when I'm ever going to get it back.
Right.
So some officials have been saying that we should get the entire month of August off. And some officials are saying that these power companies should be reimbursing us for food. And I started thinking about it. I go, none of this is going to happen. Because I never get any customer service wins.
You mean by off is basically we should get that a month of service for free.
Exactly. We
Nobody
shouldn't
have
pays
to a pay. Bill.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. But sometimes when it comes to customer service, it works in your favor that you complain, you are wronged by a company, and they give you something awesome. And you're like, whoa,
right.
I didn't see that coming.
They say the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? But it doesn't always work that way for me. It
right.
hasn't. I haven't had a lot of victories. As a matter of fact, I was talking about the cell phone victory. My wife really got that victory for me. It wasn't me.
Right. And the only time I got a victory is when I didn't have to pay for my windows because I had to sue the company that did them
right.
for destroying my house.
That's like taking victory from their grasp.
But there's a lot of people that are lucky that once they complain and wronged, they get something for free. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What was your customer service win?
So I was having dinner at a chain restaurant that will remain nameless. You know, when I got my dinner, when it actually came to the table, there was a dirty Band-Aid in the pasta sauce. Oh my God, it was horrifying.
That is terrible.
It was terrible. I was so disgusted and freaked out. You know, I complained to the management, and they didn't really do anything about it. Server was kind of rude, and the manager was just kind of aloof, and they just really asked me if I wanted to replace it with another dish thing. So I ended up calling corporate the next day and letting them know what happened, and they actually sent me a $600 gift card. So
$600.
Pasta's on you.
Is a dirty Band-Aid worth $600?
I mean, I would have bit it and sued somebody.
What are you gonna win?
I would have said, get a video of me biting into this Band-Aid.
Oh,
I'm suing. That's what I would have done. Good for you. $600 is nice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I want to eat there again, but at least there's a little bit of money.
I mean, I wouldn't go back to that store, per se, that restaurant. I'd go to another location, but... Anna and Raven, what was your customer service win?
A couple summers ago, I was on vacation in Mexico, and I was staying at this, like, high-end resort. It was super, super hot, and they lost electricity, so my room didn't have any air conditioning.
Oh, that's brutal down there, man.
I had to complain, and they comped my room for two nights. But then when I got home, I called and I complained again, and they ended up comping the entire 9-day trip.
Oh, that's huge.
That's a big deal.
I mean, I've been in Mexico lots of times, and I'll tell you what, even when the air conditioning's working, it's barely working. Like, it's just trying to keep up most of the time, most hotels. And most of the time when I go to the lobby or whatever, they point to the tequila bar. They just laugh and act like they don't actually understand what I'm saying. I never get anywhere with that. That is good for you.
But because they did that, do you find yourself, like, in the future, you're going to complain again to see if you can get more free stuff?
Every time. Everywhere.
I don't know about that. I just, it was a big deal for me, and now I got a free trip out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 I would complain everywhere. I would demand a trip to Mexico from everywhere I went with a complaint.
That's what's wrong.
Got my order wrong at the value meal.
That's what's wrong with
it.
See? I don't know. That's why I think it's wrong. I think it gives people a false sense of, like, I'm entitled, and then they get stuff for free.
Some people do it, and they do it with great effectiveness. Thank you for the call.
All right, Russia, here you go again, trying to be the first in the world to do something.
Oh, what's going on?
It's Anna and Raven. Big news this morning is that Russia is claiming that they are registering the very first vaccine against COVID-19.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not everybody's convinced, I heard.
Well, here's the thing. Even Putin's daughter, she's going to be the first one to take it.
It's like the lottery of the princess.
I was like, wait a minute.
There was a movie way back that had a dragon, and they had to feed the dragon, and the princess one time, she fixed the lottery to be the first.
All I kept thinking is, like, all right, Dad Putin, like, why don't you be the first to take it? Why did your daughter have to take it first instead of you bragging that it's her that gets to take it?
Obviously, that's a huge propaganda thing, you know? If you're like, look, it's so safe, my daughter take it.
Right.
My daughter, she take it.
All your European accents are exactly the same.
But then it's a Russian accent. Russian.
Uh-huh.
Russian.
Well, here's the whole thing about it. And this is why the World Health Organization and everybody here in America is all up in arms about it, is because they're claiming that this is the very first vaccine. They're offering it to their frontline workers first. But they haven't gone through the long-term clinical trials.
That's all right. We Russian.
They
we
just
tougher
figure it
than
out.
COVID.
Yeah. And then one of our doctors here had this statement.
And you can be sure that when you get the vaccine that is from our approved systems, our approved epidemiologically regulated companies, that you're getting the real deal and not a bogus vaccine, which may or may not protect.
I mean, not for nothing. Let's just be honest, though. The real deal, when it's the first one, you don't know if it's going to work. It's like when a new car comes out and then you're like, nope, we changed the brakes next time because it drove into a wall.
There's two ways to look at this. One, we're a little bit jealous that it's not us.
Right.
So we're saying, well, your little vaccine's jelly. Fake. Right. Your vaccine doesn't even work. We don't even know if your vaccine
Clearly,
works.
Clearly, there's a little jelly going on there.
Or two, I'm like, okay, yeah, you guys take that vaccine.
Yeah.
And you report back.
What? How it works.
Right.
And then if it's good, it's good. I mean, it's not like Russia has not come up with inventions before. They've done some big stuff, Anna Zapp.
They have. Like, let's give them some credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Vodka.
Okay. Hey, that's a win.
I mean, no one is questioning whether vodka works.
I mean, it's viable. Right. No question about it. Right.
Right.
That feels like a victory to me.
Beef stroganoff?
Oh. Here's the thing. I love beef stroganoff going down.
Okay, but that's enough. Nope. We get it. All right. You can stop right there.
All right, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
What else did Russia get right?
For it to, Sputnik, huh? How about that? They did beat us there.
Okay.
They were first on that.
I guess we'll give them that.
Yeah. Nesting dolls?
Oh, right.
The rock nesting dolls.
Yeah, they got that down to a science.
I don't know that anybody else even continued making nesting dolls after they made it, because they were like, nope, we'll give it to you, Russia. Right. You perfected that one.
Right. It's going to be very ironic if it's Russia that comes up with the COVID-19 vaccine, though. I'll say that.
Well, if they deliver the vaccine in
a nesting doll?
A nesting doll.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it looks like a nipper of vodka.
It's a win.
It feels right. Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 I can't stop watching this video because it's like a world of all I need to know about you, Raven.
What do you got?
Okay, it's going viral. Allegedly, this happened in Massapequa. A woman without a mask goes into a grocery store.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. And she gets into it with one of the grocery store workers. This is a heavily edited version of what I can play on the radio.
Are you kidding me? We live in America. Don't give me this communist crap. You know what I mean? That's why you work in a supermarket. I'm not. Don't put a communist crap on me.
All right.
That's not nice.
It's not nice. I don't care if you want to wear a mask or not. Like, whatever you think in your head and believe.
But if you go into a public place, it's required.
Yeah. If the sign on the store says you can't come in there without a mask, but you go in there to start a fight anyway, that's all I need to know about you. If you belittle a grocery store worker for just doing their job,
right.
That's all I need to know about you. And it's not nice to call people fat.
Oh, did she do that too?
They both called each other fat.
Oh, well, that's not nice.
That's not nice either.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
All I keep thinking about is I keep watching this video, and there's this random guy who looks shocked in the middle, and he looks a lot like our boss, Patrick. I actually just sent Patrick a message being like,
why didn't you do something, Patrick?
Is this you?
Right. Why didn't you get involved?
Why didn't you? But if you
should have stuck up for somebody.
That's in the middle of that.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you like try to break it up?
Well, the thing is when you go to break it up, now you're worried somebody's going to cough on you or touch you or whatever, too. It's kind of, I don't understand people that look for confrontation with it. Like you said, you can have your own beliefs.
Yeah,
do what you want to do in your own space. When I walk out of the store, it's immediately off my face. It's just too hot. I'm not wearing it when I'm walking to the car. I'm in my own space at that point. But, you know, you walk into a store, it's required. That's all.
I just don't understand.
It's not a big ask, in all honesty. It's really not.
It's like you're looking for a fight. Why would you look for a fight like that? It doesn't make sense.
I'm over it. I mean, we're all over it. But come on.
Yeah, that's all I need to know about you. That was nuts.
Yeah. I went to the doctor's yesterday. There was a lot going on at the doctor's. First off, if you double park at the doctor's just because you feel like whoever you dropped off 20 minutes ago or 30 minutes ago or whatever, now you can sit there and have phone calls. That's all I need to know about you. Everybody else also has to get into the office, including other people that are dropping off, elderly or people with different disabilities or whatever that they're dealing with at the moment. I mean, it's an orthopedic surgeon's office. So there's people that just had surgery. If I get a replacement hip, I shouldn't have to walk from, a mile away, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the guy in line that glared at me, it was 1,000 degrees yesterday, all right? So, of course, they're doing temperature checks in the lobby, and they have to ask you all the COVID questions. So we're going through that. A gentleman is walking up, and it takes a minute, right? So now there's a line. There's a person getting asked. He's being told his appointment got rescheduled. He's mad. There's me. I'm calm. There's a woman picking up her mother. And then here comes this gentleman. And this gentleman probably was 100 years old, all right? 100 years old, 1,000 degrees, with a mask on. There's another guy that was in line before that, but the lobby is air conditioned. I said, sir, why don't you come in here? I think you can stand right in the corner. It's air conditioned or whatever. And the guy who was like 35 glared at me like I was some sort of pariah. Like, you want that on your conscience, man? This guy's going to drop right here. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting day at the doctor's.
I can see. It's all I need to know about you. But double parking itself is a problem.
Oh, I mean, you're not driving a Corvette or anything like that either.
It doesn't matter.
It was a Buick. It was like a 20-year-old Buick.
I like rules. And if you break the rules, it makes me sad. 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Have you ever had a dream? And then you made a life decision based on that dream. It's Anna and Raven. I had the strangest thing happen the other day, and I don't know if I sound insane even by telling the story.
Oh, I love that. Go ahead, give it to me.
So, I took like a 40-minute power nap on Friday afternoon, and in the dream, it felt so real, all my teeth were falling out.
Oh, good.
Like, it was like I was going about my life in this dream, and, like, I just kept spitting out my teeth, and I could feel them loosen.
Oh,
and
so
then
it's
I
not like you were
out.
Staring in the mirror or anything like that? Like, you were going about your day,
yeah,
and teeth were just randomly falling out?
Falling out of my mouth.
Because I know that teeth falling out is kind of a common dream.
Well, I didn't know this. So I woke up, and it felt so real that,
right.
like, I was startled.
Had to check your mouth.
Well, I touched my teeth, and I grounded my teeth, and I'm like... like, what the heck was that?
Right.
So I went online and I Googled dreams about teeth falling out. Turns out it's actually one of the most common dreams that people have.
Sure.
I didn't know.
I've had that dream long, long time ago, though. I don't remember what it was, though.
Yeah. So I did some research on it, and it says it has a lot to do with primarily psychological stress, stress, anxiety, and then mourning and death. So I was like, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
At that
a little
point,
macabre.
I didn't have power. Like, there was a lot on our plate at that point. So
plenty of stress. The
yeah.
rest of it makes sense, sure.
Right.
But
so,
what did you do as an action of
well,
it? I mean,
here's
did
the
you,
thing.
You, like, cement your teeth in? What did you do?
Well, no. I continued to read because I became fascinated by this. And I read this one article on the internet, of course. And, of course, you read believe everything you read on the internet.
Right.
And it said that some religions believe that dreaming of your teeth falling out is a prediction that someone close to you will die.
Oh, great.
So I saw that, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
All right, that sounds like voodoo.
3 minutes later, my daughter Hayden, my 11-year-old, walks in, and she goes, Mommy, can I go swimming at Sophia's house? And I looked at her, and I go, no.
You wouldn't let her go.
I wouldn't let her go.
Because you thought that something terrible could happen.
All of a sudden in my mind, I go, she's going to drown.
95 degrees out.
Something's going to happen. and she's like, why? I go, you can't.
Right. No,
and she's like, what are we going to do
here? Mommy
has
her reasons.
We have no power. It's
right.
110 degrees in the house.
Right.
Like, what do you want me to do? Why can't I go swimming at my friend's house?
It's terrible.
And I didn't give her a reason.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, what a psychopath I am.
Yeah, you
like,
might
can
be.
Can you believe that?
I mean, people are having weird dreams all over the place. I had some very vivid dreams this week.
What are your dreams?
Well, when you mentioned that you wanted to talk about dreams yesterday, I started thinking about it that I had a dream that was so real like 3 days ago that Danica Patrick was hitting on me. The race car driver.
Oh, I know who she is.
Yeah, the
Raven.
Yoga chick.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know
yeah. She broke up with Aaron Rodgers, and she was really upset, I guess. And then she was, like, flirting with me. And it was like,
you're
you know, like, if you've ever had a moment where, like, you're in a conversation with somebody, and you're like, this is a pleasant conversation. And then you're like, wait a minute. No, this person is hitting on me. That's what Danica Patrick was doing to me. And to be fair, I usually consider myself to be a pretty smooth guy, Anna Zapp.
Here's the bigger
question.
And
I was goofy in this conversation, and Danica Patrick was still coming on to me.
Now, you're a
giggling,
happily married man.
Yes, giggling, all that stuff.
Did you flirt back with her?
I might have smiled.
Oh, my gosh.
I might have smiled.
So if you met her in real life, would you act on that?
I'm just... Nope, Danica Patrick is not hitting on me in real life.
But if she did... Would you?
I'm just saying it was a very vivid dream, okay? And then that was a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
And then last night, Charlize Theron.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do all of a sudden think you're hot?
Charlize Theron actually leaned in to give me a peck.
Stop it.
I swear.
Did you take it?
I didn't. I don't remember. It was a dream.
I'm telling Alicia. I'm telling your wife. She's going to be so mad at you.
Here's the difference is I didn't wake up and like DM them and
right.
like say, hey, last night you kissed me in a dream or last night you were coming on to me and it was a little bit strong.
Uh-huh.
I was taken back. But, uh-huh. you know, if you want to have a conversation. I didn't do that. I didn't act on anything like you did.
Well, thank
so
God.
So who's more or less crazy in this situation? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but I don't know if it's me, to be honest.
I'm just saying, Charlize, I'm a married man.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And just, I'm sorry, but I'm married.
You kissed her. I'm telling Alicia.
No, she kissed me.
Okay.
It was different.
All right. I think I ended a argument with my husband last night by saying, I just want you to be happy. And that's the worst. Like, when you're like, oh, my gosh. This has got to be the dumbest fight my husband and I have ever had. It's not even a fight. Because he can do whatever he wants. He just doesn't know what he wants.
Right.
And he just keeps changing his mind.
He won't know until he's in the moment, really. And then he doesn't want to have made the wrong choice and then suddenly be, you know, surprised at the fact that he's either repulsed or completely thrilled.
It's Anna and Raven. So my birthday is coming up. And he's like, all right, what do you want to do for your birthday? It's a big one. We have never gone to like a spa together. The truth of the matter is we've never gone away like on vacation, like overnight.
Yes.
Without our kids since my oldest was born. So that's 11 years ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So I said, well, I would like to go to like this spa place. And it's within driving distance. It's all safe within the states and all that.
Okay.
So he's like,
it's okay. It's like an overnight spa experience.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And like my husband, Paul, he's not that guy.
He's not the spa guy.
No, like
not the facial guy.
No.
Yep.
Right.
He doesn't even get the mani and pedi.
He would never get a manicure pedicure.
I've tried to talk to him about that. That's a bad choice for him, but okay.
So I book a place. He's like, if that's what you want to do, do it. So we're booking the things and we're booking a massage each, right?
Right.
So I go, okay, do you want a guy or a girl to give you a massage? He goes, a guy, I guess, because they're stronger. I go, all right. So I book it and all that. And then he comes back, he goes, no.
No way.
No way. Nope. I thought about it.
No way.
I don't want a guy. My husband hasn't had a massage in 15 years.
Right.
When we were, it was like our first trip away.
On a honeymoon, basically.
Yeah. Exactly. And he's like, well, I changed my mind. I want a girl. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
So I call and I'm like, I'd like to change. And they're like, all right. And they make it happen.
Yeah.
Next day. I do think for that amount of money, they're going to be able, a girl, to really get into my muscles. I think I want a guy. And I was like,
now
Paul.
He wants the guy.
Paul, for the love of God, just tell me what you want so I can stop calling these people and they think I'm insane.
Do you think that spa people have to deal with this on a daily basis as people
know.
Go back and forth? Because a lot of people don't get massages regularly.
Right.
So they might be confused about what they want to do.
Well, that's the whole thing. So I finally go, I just want you to be happy.
Right, this right. Whichever cheap. One it may be.
Right. And then I was like, well, a guy is kind of like a doctor. You don't have to feel funny. And he's like, is a masseuse really a doctor? I go, I don't really know.
I don't think that's
true. Training entails.
Right.
I have no idea, really.
I think a lot would depend on where you're getting that massage. But at your reputable spa getaway, you know, location, I think that probably it's all right. But
right.
It's all about how he's going to feel, whether he feels awkward or not.
So
right?
Now we've changed it where he wants the woman.
Yeah.
But now there's no women available.
Right.
So now we don't know what's going to
so
happen.
So either he
point.
Gets the guy or he gets nobody at
I
this
have,
point? Or,
I don't know.
I mean, so what are you doing? Are you going guy or girl?
I only get massages from women.
That's it.
Because I feel uncomfortable. Unless you are an actual doctor.
Okay.
I feel very uncomfortable with a guy touching me. I
sure.
do. I,
okay.
Like, I'm not cool with it.
Yeah,
you know?
But no, that's fine. You don't owe any apologies to the guy masseuse. He's got other clients.
I assume, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, he got into the business for a reason. He's probably got other clients. He's probably doing fine.
I had this argument with my girlfriend yesterday. She's like, why would you think that? He's like, you have the towel over you. I go, but I know that I don't have anything underneath.
I mean, to me, it's all clinical at that point. Because, I mean, you just look at the law of averages. I mean, if you're a masseuse, a professional masseuse, you see somebody under a towel for 8 hours a day, essentially.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're seeing different people every day. And you think that Anna Zapp is going to be the one that walks in, that when that person sees you is just going to be like, I've been waiting for you. You know what I mean? Like, you provoke such a reaction out of them that they can't hold themselves, they can't control themselves.
I don't think that I can relax and fall asleep and enjoy a massage if it's a strange guy touching me.
Right. Well, if it makes you anxious, that's fine. Right.
Would you have a guy or a girl?
I would go with a girl. I've had massages, and I would go with a girl. Yeah. What are you looking at me for?
But if they're so good, the guys, why would you?
I don't know that they're that good.
Uh-huh.
How do I know? No one's never touched me.
You know what you sound like? You sound like Paul Zapp, my husband. That's what you sound like right now.
Well, enjoy the weekend getaway, guys.
Mm-hmm. Would you trust someone that had absolutely no social media presence whatsoever?
Sometimes this comes up here because when you meet new people, it's due diligence. Go back. Do a little snooping. You have to.
It's interesting. It's Anna and Raven. So my girlfriend just hired a new nanny, and she's been looking for somebody to come help her for a long time.
Sure.
And finally, she hired somebody. We were so excited, you know? So she texts me.
Because it's
my
a process to find somebody,
it's,
right?
It's a big process.
And until you have that person, you're stressed.
Right. It's been a lot going on, especially working from home. But anyway, so I go, you know, I ask her what her name is, and she tells me her name, where she's from, she gives me all the information. I go, send me her Facebook profile. Like, I want to click and
look. You want to take a look at her, right? Check her out, see what her background is.
And my girlfriend says to me, she goes, I don't have it. I go, what do you mean? And she's like, I didn't look. I go, you hired a nanny without stalking them on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and everything.
I mean, literally every platform.
One?
Right, you got to Google every platform.
She's like, no, I called her references. I go, right, But
those could be fake people. Those could be robots. Could be your mother.
So I said, give me the name. So me and my girlfriend, my other girlfriend, we're like, we're going to find her. We went through every social media
platform.
She does not exist.
Yeah, that's weird too, man.
And the thing, she's like, well, maybe she's not on social media. Because she's 23 years old.
Right.
How does she have nothing unless it's all blocked? And if it's all blocked and private, why?
Yeah. If you were my age and you came into the game late, you might not have social media. Then again, I'm not out looking for a nanny job, so that's a little bit different. When you're 23, I mean, one of those platforms, you have to exist on one of them.
Don't you think that's strange? And then I don't know if I sound psychotic for saying that.
No, because you know what? So my wife, one of her girlfriends, she's just got a new guy that she's dating or whatever, and this happens with all the Tinder dates and the Bumble dates and stuff like that. For all her girlfriends, she stalks them, right? She's like, I need to know when you're going. And let me know that you're safe and when you're back and all that type of stuff. So she, you know, stalks the boyfriends. She Googled this guy. She's like, oh, well, good news. He's never been arrested. You know, he seems like an upstanding person. You know, this, that, whatever. I'm like, well, wait a minute. So you Googled him and he's not been arrested. I said, but what else was there on there? And she goes, oh, not really anything. I was like, well, that's just as scary. I was like, right. How do you have a life nowadays where you don't have some sort of existence online? I was like, that's totally a fake person. You're a made up person.
What's the age that if you're under this age and you have no social media presense, it's a red flag?
I mean,
30. To me, it's 33.
35, I would say right around there. Yeah, you got to have something. Technology was moving along at that point. You've got to have something.
Right? And if not, it's a red flag, right?
Yeah. And over 35, you should at least have a Facebook. Even if it's private, there should be something out there. A MySpace from your garage band, anything.
Your old mixtape on Napster.
I mean, anything, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's very strange. And I said to her, I go, well, she's 23, so I would understand if she's not on Facebook because like that's kind of an
that's
older
for your
generation.
Grandma.
Yeah, I get that. I go, but not to be on TikTok, not to be on anything else, Instagram. I go, to me, that seems strange. And now I feel like a psychopath because she went through all this to find this great person with all these great references.
And now she's questioning every bit of it.
All of it.
This girl has a different identity.
You think
so? That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
It's a different identity.
There's something wrong with our generation. There is something wrong with us. That is for sure.
That's how we check you out nowadays.
I guess. What did you learn from this storm that hopefully will help you next time something like this happens? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. So the predictions are saying that this is going to be a terrible year for hurricanes and storms. And there was one prediction that said that there's over a 75% chance that the East Coast will get hit with a level 3 or higher hurricane.
I'm not sure if I believe that. That's like a weatherman's like hot take. Like, I'm going to be the one that said it.
Well,
and then everybody remember, because we're kind of used to them being inaccurate, but it could be nasty.
Right. And we didn't really see this coming. And I think for a lot of people, especially still the 70,000 without power, if you're like me, you've got your power back, but now you don't have cable or internet and they don't know when that's coming back. It's like you're trying to learn from this because you don't want to make the same mistake in the future.
What did you learn, Anna Zapp?
That I need a generator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the big one. We never really lose power. And I feel like everybody that's lost power says the same thing. Well, we never really usually lose power.
Right.
Because
right,
this
of course.
Was different. So, it's one of those things where you never want to spend your money on that. Mm-hmm. It's expensive and it's
and
like,
it mostly just
it?
Sits there for most of the time.
Right.
And then it requires a little bit of maintenance too, because if you don't maintain it, then it won't run for you when you need it to.
Well, that's funny because we asked on our Facebook page, what did you learn from the storm that will help you next time?
Yeah.
And Danielle wrote that I, not my husband, will be in charge of all things generator, service contracts, and maintenance checks going forward.
My suggestion is this, is that whenever you have any sort of engine like that you don't start all that often, make sure you've got some carb cleaner or starting fluid, because if you put that in there, it's basically like starting a small explosion inside the motor. You'll get it running.
Well, yes. And Lisa actually wrote also on our Facebook page, start and run your generator yearly so when you need it, it'll work. I keep hearing these stories that this was the problem, that all these people that had generators
right.
haven't been doing anything with them. So all of a sudden now they went to go start them up and they're not working and they didn't know why they're not working.
Yeah, the fuel's not good. The spark plug gets, gunked up, all that stuff. Again, starter fluid, people, have it ready. I only know this because I learned that the last time my power went out when it was like -5. You may remember that. That happened last winter, and that was brutal. It was absolutely brutal.
What did you learn from this storm for next time?
I'm getting a second generator. That's what I'm getting. Yeah.
Why do you need two?
Yeah, just because I like to be really, really, really prepared.
Oh.
You know, when you have two, we have two fridges and then the air conditioner in those hot kind of conditions, and then you want to be able to watch a little TV or whatever. It can handle all that, but I want to be able to do a little bit more, too, if necessary. So
that seems like just
whether it be fire up the stove or something like that. Well, you just don't know how long or what conditions it will be. Like I said, the last time I lost power, it was -5.
Yeah.
That was really, really tough. And then this new one I'm getting is just quieter and more powerful. So it's, you know. That's how I feel. That's what I learned. Also, I learned that my gazebo can kill people.
Your gazebo definitely is too big, and it could have, like, launched, and now it's in our dumpster.
Yeah. Next one is going to be to the cement. I'm going to anchor it to the cement.
Rachel wrote on our Facebook page, find the flashlights before it gets dark. That's, yeah, we did that, too. All of a sudden, it was dusk, and the realization on the first day was like, oh, my gosh, like, legitimately, this power is not coming back.
Right.
I was like, we got to find the flashlights. And then we're scrambling all over the house, and it's getting dark. And it was like, why didn't I do this 4 hours ago?
Last time, you remember, we got really caught off guard by that ice storm that happened at Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So I thought power will be back in a day. And we ended up not having it for like a week, week and a half. So what we had to do, we went to the store. All the candles were already bought. We bought all the Jesus candles.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's all that was left.
That also helps if you're going to memorial service.
It's my most religious time that I ever am is when the power is out. That's when I'm so religious.
1-800-330-9999. What did you learn from this storm that will hopefully help you next time around? What did you learn from this storm that's going to help you the next time around? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven. They're predicting that we're not done yet. There's more storms, and they're saying this could be the second most active year on record, which is hard to think about since there's still 70,000 people in the tri-state without power. And you know, there's a lot of people like myself that don't have cable, internet, any of that back yet.
I'm just going to say that this sounds all like doomsday stuff to me. I'm not sure that I believe all of it, but it's good to be prepared you can be.
Yeah, of course. And I was trying to think, what would I do differently? What would I do in the future? What I would definitely do differently, and this sounds ridiculous, is I would download more shows to my toddler's tablet.
Yeah.
Because we like stream like all the stuff like during the day when she's watching different shows. We rewatched one Sesame Street episode
over and over and over again
for 5 days.
Good.
One episode
17 times a day.
5 days.
For five days straight.
Go charge it in the car again. Here we go.
Whatever it takes to get through with the kids. Man, it can be rough.
Yeah, I'll tell you what our police department, I hope that they learned.
Mm.
So I was walking down the street, and we have like a ton of power lines that are still down.
Sure.
And I was looking at the caution tape. It doesn't say caution. It says crime scene, do not cross.
Well, you got to work with what you got. I mean, that will keep people out of the area, you're hoping, right? Sometimes more effectively than just caution.
I'm like, my poor neighbors, they have crime scene all over their front lawns. Like, I felt so bad for them.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'm getting a second generator just because I want to be able to power more things.
Okay.
I want to be power, and it's quieter, so I want to sleep better during these times. You know what else I learned, too, is water. Like, I got to have more. Like, so my well goes down every time. At any given time, I probably have 9 to 12 gallons of water, whether it be the spigot jugs or whatever. At this point, I have 4 cases on hand at all time and like 6 of those 3-gallon ones with the spigot on it.
Yeah.
Because you got to be able to function, man.
Dara wrote, actually goes hand in hand with that, kind of, is on our Facebook page. She says, fill the tub with water before the storm. That's good, too, because if you need it to flush the toilets, you'll be able to have at least a big tub's worth, you know, available.
Yeah.
Jennifer wrote, get a headlamp. Get 2.
They do help.
I could have used that.
Easier than flashlight, right? Because mm-hmm. when you're doing the flashlight thing, of course, one of your hands is always busy, right?
Bill wrote, freeze big bottles of water in the freezer. It'll help keep the stuff in the freezer frozen longer. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
That radiant heat thing, thermal, whatever it is.
My freezer went immediately. Like, we had to throw everything out right away. You said get a second generator. I definitely learned to get a generator. That's on my list of things to do this weekend.
Also learn to ignore your neighbor when they come over and ask you to turn it off.
That happened. One of my friends brought us a generator after, like, the third day, and our neighbor came at 10:15 that night and asked us to turn it off because it was too loud.
Never again.
I've learned my lesson. Melody wrote, create go bags for each family member in case you need to get out fast that has a few days of clean clothes and toiletries. That's smart. It's like when you're pregnant.
She's a prepper.
Yeah, that's good, though.
She's ready to run to a bunker. It's a storm, not an invasion, but okay.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What did you learn from the storm that will help you next time?
Oh, this is a beauty. So during the fall, I built a deck on the back of my house. I can only go one way because I have Bilco doors. So I went towards the garage, blocked off the back door. That's fine. Beautiful, brand new deck. Go to get the compressor out, and I have an electric door opener. Everybody says, go in there, pull the lever. I said, how? Go through the door or window. I said, I don't have either.
Oh.
I have a power door.
Oh, no.
We tried everything. My brother came with another generator. We backfed it. It was not opening. I brand spanking new generator. Put it down the whole house.
Oh,
and gas can, everything.
So what happened?
You wait till the power is back on, and then you decide to cut open a new window or door? What are you going to do?
If I could have found a small person, I would have cut a hole in the door where they blocked it off.
Right.
Well, listen, next time you call me, I'll send my toddler right over there.
Right.
Right.
The only thing I've learned is the lever.
Yeah, get the lever. You got to get the lever.
Right. And Ann Raven, what did you learn this time?
Well, actually, I learned less one because after everything passed, I got myself a radio.
Yeah.
LED flashlight because I live in a building, so I can't have a generator. So I have my radio, power in the D batteries, and I have a fan that works on the USB cable, so I could able to put on my portable battery for my old cell phone. 3 days without power.
Yeah, listen.
Very creative.
They say it all the time. Get the old school radios, and we're not just plugging it because it's us. It's true. We can get those emergency information across. That's what we're here for.
No, so I was listening to the radio the whole time when the three nights.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Jason and Rena. Rena, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I'm a dental hygienist, and obviously due to COVID and everything that's going on, I stopped working because I didn't feel safe. I've been collecting unemployment and a bonus, and that's about to run out. And I still don't feel safe going back to work, and my husband is just insisting if I don't feel safe, you know, to go back to a medical type of job, that I need to find a different type of job.
So your employer has not said that it's okay that you're still out. Your employer is not welcoming you back. You'd be looking, theoretically, for a completely new job.
Yeah. I mean, I just personally don't feel safe, you know, being in someone's mouth. He really thinks I should find, you know, like a retail job or...
Jason, if your wife doesn't feel comfortable going back to that, you don't think she just should hold off a little bit longer? You want her to go find a completely different career?
Well, I just don't think that we can financially manage that. It's just going to really put a hit on our finances. We've been functioning as a family that has two breadwinners. I understand that going back to her dental hygienist job doesn't feel comfortable. I get that. But I think the bottom line is that we need to have two incomes. Otherwise, we're going to be in real trouble.
I mean, that makes some sense, Rena. Are you just against going back to work, period? I can understand maybe if you're not feeling comfortable going into people's mouths, like you said. All right, I get that. Like, that's how you feel. But you wouldn't want to do something temporary in the meantime?
You know, it's not that I don't want to, but where we live, you know, it's just, I don't know what I can be doing. I don't want to go out into the public and do something like a retail job. I see that as the same type of risk, so...
I'm afraid they're not giving away work at home, make $1 million, don't do much on something that you don't have experience with jobs.
But if they are, I mean, sign me up.
I mean, right. I mean, if you know where that is, I mean, that sounds like the lottery. So, I mean, but that's not reality, right? I mean, sooner or later.
Right. I mean, I would love to work from home, but I don't know what I would really do. You know, I just feel like at least waiting a few more months, maybe till the end of the year, if he works a little bit more, maybe it could be a situation where I can eventually go back.
Well, here's
a lot of questions on what your unemployment is going to look like pretty soon, I guess, right?
Well, what we can do is ask our audience what they think. And there's a lot of different things here. And you know what? Our audience may agree with you, Rena. They may say that why should you take a quote unquote job that you have no experience in, possibly a lesser job, just to make a few extra bucks when you can be at home and stay safe. But they may see Jason's side too. Well, staying home isn't an option because you got to find a way to pay your bills. So if you don't feel comfortable being a hygienist, you got to find something else. Do you both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
I'm open to, you know, hearing their feedback.
Great. Give us a call or text 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Marina is a dental hygienist, and she just doesn't feel comfortable going back to work in a COVID kind of environment. She says, especially in a medical field, it doesn't seem right now to put her hands in people's mouth. But Jason thinks that maybe she should find a different line of work.
Yeah, Jason thinks that, listen, either way, the bills are going to come due. We can't get too far behind. And who knows what the future is going to hold, how long it's going to be. If you don't feel safe with that, I understand. Pick another job. I mean, obviously, if you have an underlying health issue, then that would be something to really consider. I mean, that would make a difference no matter what job you were going to take. But she didn't seem to mention that.
Right.
She doesn't have that.
Raina doesn't want to do it. She's like, this is my job. Like, I'm going to go find another random job for a few months. Like, I need to just wait this out and then we'll struggle and figure it out later. What do you think about the whole situation? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. Well, I'm a nurse. I'm a healthcare worker. And I think that if you take the proper precautions, she chose the field to work in. The doctors, obviously, would work in the dentist. You know, you just have to be careful. And depending on where they live, New York's numbers have stabilized. So, you know, I think that you just have to be really careful and support your household. You can't just let your husband... She's not afraid that her husband's going to expose himself twice as much to work longer and possibly bring the virus home to her. So that's my feeling.
Lots of good points. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Marina is not comfortable going back to her job as a dental hygienist. And her husband, Jason, well, he says she needs to find another job if she doesn't want to go back to putting her hands in people's mouths.
She's a healthy person. It's okay if she's uncomfortable, but he says there's got to be some sort of income or we're not going to survive this.
She's not on board with us. Says, why am I going to go find a whole nother career when I can just wait this out a few more months? Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Ann on Raven, 1-800-330-9999.
Hi, I'm on Jason's side. I know it's tough nowadays, but you really just got to put yourself out there. I mean, you wear your mask, you wear your protections. I mean, if she's never gotten the flu when she's been a hygienist or anything else while she's a hygienist, she should, as long as she's taking precautions, I mean, it's going to be really hard to recover from this if she doesn't go back to work.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Ann on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Oh, definitely the husband. You got to stop. Go back to work. So it's okay for her husband to work more and she'll just sit home. Stop. Go back to work.
Yep.
Thank you for the call. I think one thing that does happen is that the longer you sit out of something, anything, and I'm not just talking about work, the harder it becomes to step back into that.
Oh, of course. And I think that's just human nature. I even see that with my daughter, Hayden, as she's getting ready to go back to school. She's already starting to get that anxiety.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on Jason's side because, you know, you can't just not work until September. We don't even know what December's going to look like. Also, what does Jason do for work? Is she comfortable letting him go to work with people?
Well, that's the whole thing. Is like she seems very much like, well, you're going to have to just keep working while I sit this one out. Right. And that doesn't seem very fair either.
Yeah, that's hard to listen to. Like, you want to do everything you can to make your partner comfortable, but you don't want to die on it. I mean, move over, Rose. There's room for both of us on this raft.
Right.
There's clearly room for both of us.
Hold on forever. I'll never let go.
Right.
Immediately let's go.
Peace out.
Right.
But thanks for the overtime before I let go of you.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jason, our audience agreed with you. Rena, it's not fair that you put it all on your husband. You know, there's the same risks going out as both of you. So it's one thing if you don't feel comfortable going back to a medical environment. Sure, that's understandable. But you do need to figure out another way to contribute to your family finances.
Well, I don't really agree with that. You know, I think there's certain times in a relationship when one person has to pull a little extra weight. And so I think that's just time right now that we're in.
Well, you lost. Unfortunately. So, Jason, how do you feel about this?
Look, we're going to pull it together. I'm going to be supportive in any way that I can in helping her find something that makes sense. But I'm happy that at least we have the public's opinion on this.
Can't go on forever.
Yeah, we need something. I'm not going to be able to sustain the income of the family for too long.
Yeah, you got to keep that in mind, Rena. It's a lot of pressure on your husband. And not only is it going to be stressful financially, I think it's going to be hard on your marriage when there is that kind of responsibility on him. But we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send an email to couplescourt@annaandraven.com. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
My name is Barbara.
Barbara, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, leave the room, please.
Sure. Good luck, Barbara.
All right, Barbara.
Thank you.
Here's how it works. Yesterday, we had a big winner. She won $2,400. That means today's jackpot resets at $100, which is still a nice little piece of cash right there for you. How you win it is you have to beat Raven in pop culture trivia. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring them back in. I ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat them, that $100 is all yours. You ready?
Yes, let's go.
Number 1, Rachel Ray and her husband are safe after a fire destroyed their home in upstate New York. According to her Food Network series, how long are her meals?
30-minute meals.
Number 2, Antonio Banderas celebrated his 60th birthday yesterday and announced that he's in quarantine recovering from the virus. What animated movie from 2011 that is part of the Shrek franchise did Banderas voice the title character that is a cat?
Puss in Boots.
Number 3, the top 3 fictional TV towns of all time were named. Number 3, Pawnee, Indiana from Parks and Rec. Number 2, Twin Peaks, Washington from Twin Peaks. And number 1 was Stars Hollow, Connecticut from what TV show?
I don't know.
Number 4, Zac Efron will star in 3 Men and a Baby remake. The original came out in 1987 and starred Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and what actor?
Ted Danson.
And number 5, Harry Styles' song Watermelon Sugar is at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart, making it his first number 1. What boy band was Harry Styles a member of?
One Direction.
Not bad, Barbara. Let me bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven!
Yo!
I think she's got a shot. I think Barbara might have you. She's got 4 out of 5.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yep.
Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Rachel Ray and her husband are safe after a fire destroyed their home in upstate New York. According to her Food Network series, how long are her meals?
30 minutes or less.
Well, it's 30-minute meals, but yes.
Well, whatever.
I'll give that to you. Number 2, Antonio Banderas celebrated his 60th birthday this week and announced that he's in quarantine recovering from the virus. What animated movie from 2011 that is part of the Shrek franchise did Banderas voice the title actor that is a cat?
He's Puss, right? Puss in Boots?
Yes.
Right.
That is correct.
Right.
Number 3, the top 3 fictional TV towns of all time were named. Number 3, Pawnee, Indiana from Parks and Rec. Number 2, Twin Peaks, Washington from Twin Peaks. And number 1 was Stars Hollow, Connecticut from what TV show?
Is that Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls is right.
That's a fake list, man. Everybody knows it would be Scranton.
Okay. Number 4, Zac Efron. I actually agree with you on that.
Yeah, 100%. Come on.
Number 4, Zac Efron will star in 3 Men and a Baby remake. The original came out in 1987 and starred Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, and what actor?
Oh, God. You went with the third. Who was the third guy? Robin Williams?
Nope. Ted Danson.
Oh, Ted Danson.
You need this last one to
great
tie.
Great movie, too. Great movie.
Yep. Number 5, it all comes down to this. Harry Styles' song Watermelon Sugar is at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart, making it his first number 1. What boy band was Harry Styles a member of?
One Direction. Mm. Those guys are all really talented. I never gave them the credit they deserved.
Yeah, Barbara, that means you tied with 4. It does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Sweet shirt.
This is Barbara, and I can't beat Raven.
Oh, well, thank you, Barbara. Hold on the line. We're going to get all your info.
Better luck next time.
That means we're going to throw another $100 in the pot, and tomorrow it grows to $200. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.